Let's start at the top of this draft, Dane, with the quarterbacks, because $64,000 question in Houston is what's going to happen at the quarterback position if the Texans do decide to look at rookies. Let's start with the top-tier guys, the guys projected at this point to go in the first round,
right?
Kaiser, Mahomes possibly, Trubisky, and also Deshaun Watson. Those four guys, is there any one of them that really stands out to you, and is there anyone that's sort of buyer beware in your opinion?
Well, sure. I think all those things. This class is really unique because you can poke holes in all these guys. So it's kind of, you know, what are you looking for in a quarterback? If you want more upside, you know, Deshaun Kaiser, Pat Mahomes, those guys, are, you know, you gravitate towards those guys. You want maybe more of a safer pick? I think that's Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky from North Carolina, I think he checks every box that you want, from the size, he's accurate, a good arm. He's very mobile, very athletic, a smart guy.
What are your thoughts about Nate Peterman from Pitt?
I think there's plenty to like there. He's well-versed in a pro-style offense. You know, he understands 3, 5, 7 steps drops. I think you'll see him throw with anticipation, throws with accuracy. It doesn't really have a conscience when he's throwing downfield. He will push the ball.
Yeah.
I think second, third round, probably where he ends up going. I think really he's more of a fourth round guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, quarterbacks get pushed up. Absolutely. And a guy like Peterman could be a benefactor of that somewhere in the second day.
Offensive line is also a position that a lot of people talked about with the Texans.
Right.
What do you like about this offensive line class that a lot of people say is not very deep, but I do think there are a couple gems in this class. What are your thoughts, Dan?
I agree. And if you want that offensive tackle in this draft, you better get him early.
Yeah.
You know, you better with that 25th pick, that's probably the sweet spot for one of these guys. And then speaking of great stories, Garrett Bowles.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be a 25-year-old rookie. I think teams will weigh that a little differently. Because he does need some work. He's not exactly NFL ready. He needs to get in a strength conditioning program. His technique is an issue, but he's a fantastic athlete.
Yeah.
And he did measure well, like you said. So I think Garrett Bowles would probably be the first round mix, because when you move like that at that size, you're not going to last very long. And then you mentioned the seniors. Antonio Garcia definitely helped himself. Senior Bowl was okay. He had some ups and downs. Was 9 pounds more here, which is great. A little bit longer arms. Eager to see his testing, you know, his 10-yard splits, the explosion drills. This tackle class, probably the weakest of this year in terms of the positions, but the interior, I think, does have some strength, especially a guard led by Forrest Lamp, who, 4-year starter at left tackle, his arms were over an inch longer here.
Yeah.
And I think you see a little bit of that Zach Martin in him.
Yeah.
You know, could he kick out the tackle in a pinch? I think he could, but to maximize his skill set, what he does best, put him inside a guard, I think he's going to be competing for Pro Bowls down the line.